Welcome to our podcast From the Ground Up, where we interview startup founders exploring their journeys, their success, challenges, and lessons learned. We hope you'll be inspired in discovering what it takes to build a thriving startup. I'm your host, Jake Aaron Villarreal, and excited to have today with us Svetlana Milovana, founder of Team Pulse. Svetlana, thanks for joining. Happy to have you today.
Thank you, Jake, for the invitation. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, thanks for coming. Now, you're currently in New York City, correct?
Yes, correct. I just moved to New York City 5 months ago.
And your company operates where?
Here in New York, in the U.S.
Okay, great. Now, you're originally from, we're going to go back a little bit here. Are you originally from the Ukraine?
Yes, I'm originally from Ukraine. And my team at the moment, they are working out of Ukraine. And before I moved to New York, we were working and running our business in Europe, mainly in Germany and in Poland. And at the end of last year, we decided to launch the new product and start doing our business here in the U.S.
Great, great. Well, first and foremost, our hearts go out to you and the Ukrainians that are, you know, they're doing what they're doing, which is impactful for the world. So happy to see that things are going good for you, and we're continuing to have faith for your country.
Thank you for such words of support, and it's really very important that Western world really support Ukrainians and Ukraine as much as they can. And yep, so I really appreciate it. And all of the Ukrainians, we believe that the rest of the world will still continue supporting us till the victory, because it's not only victory for Ukraine, it will be victory and like independence and peace for all of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're following it closely, and looks like there's some progress that's happening, and fingers crossed, prayers go out to you. Let's dive into you. You've got a lot of accolades, a lot of awards from the work you've done in your career, really at a young age. I'm going to list just a few things here, and we'll probably talk about it as well, but you were listed as top 25 women in IT by Forbes Ukraine, top 20 women leader by Empowering Women Innovators, a role model of the year by the Eurasian Startup Award, and recently moved to New York to really kind of build your company, Team Pulse. How did you encounter those awards and achieve them at such a young age?
I was doing what I like about and in what I believe, that's it. So I did not have a goal to achieve any of the awards like I actually like achieved. So I just like wanted to be useful for the world and to bring some social impact to the world. That's it.
That's great. Now, to be on Forbes for anything is worth talking about. What was it that you were doing at the time that you got the award by Forbes?
In 2018, we started together with my co-founder, our startup, our previous startup, actually, like Raccoon Care. And it was like the product in physical health field. So we digitized the process of physical treatment, physical rehabilitation. There are a lot of like different protocols that physiotherapists use when they do like on the appointment, identify what's happened with their patients and trying to find the best physiotherapy course for each patient. And we actually digitized this process. We did it together with Max Planck Institute in the Germany, and it was the product that we were selling on European market. So we were selling physiotherapy rehabilitation centers, our software and devices that actually helped physiotherapists to choose the best treatment courses for their patients after orthopedic or neurological disorders. This actually like starting from 2018, we were working in physical health field, and all of my like rewards, they are related to this field and to this product. And I will be also happy to tell you more how actually this technology we decided to bring into the corporate field and to help people to fight with sedentary lifestyle, what we are doing right now.
Yeah, that's great. So Raccoon Care is where you began, and where you now have gone is to Team Pulse, which is a different company, correct?
This is the same company, but we decided to pivot where we believe that we can bring more value with our technology right now in the corporate wellness, so more in preventive care. Because like we created our technology and we help physiotherapists to save some part of the time when they choose like treatment plans. But we see that we can bring more value, because what we like identified is actually there is one common thing in all like neurological or orthopedical cases. It's sedentary lifestyle. People are sitting, and this is the reason of a lot of disorders. At the same time, this is the reason that people rehabilitate longer and less like efficient. And we decided to use our technology in like corporate wellness to help people be more physically active, be efficient, be more productive, and not to get into physical rehabilitation. So this is why we decided to pivot and started Team Pulse. We decided to start Team Pulse in corporate field here in US at the end of last year. So this is like very new. This is like baby startup right now.
Great. That's really cool. You list here that your application is an HR's secret weapon for people's wellness and productivity. What does that mean?
People are sitting a lot, so we divide people like in three groups. One group is really people who are physically active, who do a lot of sports. Another one group is people who go to gym twice per week, but the rest of time they are sitting and working on the time near their laptop. I believe me and you are like in this group. And the third group actually is people who do not go to any like sports or gym. And we are targeting on the second and third groups. So we know the secret sauce, how to make people be more physically active without changing their lifestyle. So I'm the CEO of the startup. And for me, it's like it's impossible to change my lifestyle and to go all the time on different sports and so on. But I know I need to be more physically active. And the secret sauce is actually that we help, like, it's like new kind of team building. So we provide we provide HRs with challenges with our app, and with challenges in the app, step challenges, challenges of different physical activities. People can work in different parts of US or even in different parts of the world and took part in run challenges or like some other kind of sports challenges. And actually this is what we are doing right now. We know how to do it from like health point of view, and we know how to do it from communicative point of view, because all people know that health is super important, but we are so busy with our life that we don't have time for our health. So that's why we use a lot of communicational tips and like some socialization communication in chats together with our end users, actually with our users, and support them in these challenges.
So walk me through an example. I'm in HR. I'm using your application. I have a team of 100 employees across the US, maybe internationally. I'm going to use your application. What's it going to tell me to do, and how am I going to engage my users?
Our like onboarding process always starts with some simple challenges, for example, step challenge for all of your employees. Then your HR or different like project managers or even employees can start their own challenges. For example, among these 100 people will be the like some group of testers with like, I don't know, like 50 people. And project manager of this group can decide to start his own challenge on different physical activities and even choose like some, I don't know, like for example, some prize. The most like active person will get extra day off. Or let's, I don't know, like run together and see who is the best runner in our team. And also we can, so like actually within our app, different like stakeholders can start their own challenges, add some prizes for the challenges. And we, our team will support these challenges with different tips in the app and also in challenge chats.
That's great. It sounds like it could be a lot of fun and also get you in shape, which is what I think a lot of people want to do, but they don't always do it when they don't have maybe a team that's keeping them accountable. So it sounds like your application can do a lot of good for people and companies. What inspired you to pivot to more corporate focus?
I think that we were helping people to rehabilitate faster, and we really worked like a lot, and we identified that we are solving the problem of physical activity, and at the same time we are less and less physically active, like me, my co-founder, our team. And we realized that it's like it's not okay, because we are talking to people, for example, like we had patients after like some injuries or stroke, for example, and we were trying to explain them that if you want to rehabilitate faster, you need to be physically active. At the same time, we start watching ourselves and identified that we are not physically active, and we can be that people who will get like stroke next week or next month or something like that. This was very important, some, I don't know, like thoughts, ideas that we decided that we need to help us and such as we are, like people from corporate field, developers, CEOs, investors, and so on, to be physically active and to actually to prevent a lot of different disorders that can like catch us tomorrow, for example.
So it helps people get healthy before they have issues, and it does it at the corporate level, and also physically, it's helping companies foster better health, it sounds like, which is, I think, so important in today's world, especially in America, where, you know, diet and activities are really, you know, struggling to make us healthier. So really, really great. Let's go back a little bit about you. You know, when we talk to companies and founders of companies, there's a story that they have to tell in addition to the company that they're building. Where were you born and raised? Where were you born and raised? Where did you grow up?
Okay.
And what was your very first job? And did that help shape your desire to be a future founder of a company or really a leader?
I was born in Vinnytsia. It's like city in Ukraine, not far from Kyiv, from the capital. Raised like till 18 in Vinnytsia, and then I moved to Kyiv. My father was an entrepreneur, so my father owned the first private store with food in Vinnytsia. It was like really like first private shop, and I was working there since 7. So I helped him, and when I was 14, I not only like helped him, you know, like some bring something, divide his like papers or something like that. But in 14, I start like working as a, I don't know, like sales person in the team. So I helped with sales. Yeah, this was my first job. My first job, not like when I was 16, my father died, and I had to like run our business together with my mom till 18. But when I was 18, I decided that I don't want to continue my father's like business, so that's why we closed his business. I like moved to Kiev. Went to like to university, and actually found my first job. It was like the assistant of the CEO of the company. It was the company that provide legal services. I studied law, and that's why I decided to go to be as assistant at the legal firm.
That's great. Now, from there, did you end up getting a law degree or going consistently into the path of building your business career?
I think I really like learned a lot, and I didn't have another way of living not to be an entrepreneur, because from my like childhood, I always see like some business, some like contracts, customers, and so on. So like, I think I heard only one way the entrepreneur. But on other side, when you are helping your father, it's not the same what you are doing your business, especially when you are doing like some international startup or creating some new technology. This is very different things. But what I learned, I learned that if you have the idea, you don't have to be afraid of it. You just need to find right people to go to test it to see what will be the result, and that's it.
Yeah, that's great. Now, where did the actual idea come from? What was the breakthrough moment for you where you thought, raccoon care is something I think I could bring to market, and it could be maybe much more, but how did that idea come about?
Also, like when I was like a child, I wanted to be like a surgery. So I always wanted to bring value to other people. But I identified that I like take everything very close emotionally, and I thought that I will be dying with each my like patient. That's why it's not the way for me, and I decided to help people in other way, to become a lawyer. But to be a lawyer, it was too boring for me. And when we started with my co-founder, our like startup, so like I used to work as a IT lawyer. I supported like IT startups and technological companies as a lawyer. And my co-founder, he is like a technical guy. And on one of the projects, we met each other and decided to start our own like startup. But we didn't have idea. We didn't have any idea. And the first idea, we like just sit down and start like generating and brainstorming. It was devices for video gaming and for virtual reality. And we decided to create like some like prototype. It was the early stage prototype. It was even before like we raised money or like look for customers. We just start generating different ideas, you know, like in testing it. And when we provided our devices to users, we start getting the feedback that they were testing our devices. They do a lot of like motor skills, and they actually improve their motor skills. So they were doing a lot of repetitive movements. It was like devices that you have to put on your hand, and operate with 3D objects, like with your hands and with real movements. And when we identified that these have like some social impact and value for human health, this was the signal for us to start looking into physical health field. And this is how we came up with idea, get up with the idea for Raccoon Care.
Now, you mentioned you worked with an institute, I believe in Germany.
Yes, with Max Planck Institute in Leipzig.
How did that come about? How did they find you? How did you find them?
When we found this side effect from our testers that they improve their motor skills, we start looking for medical partners because I'm a lawyer, my co-founder is a technical guy, none of us know something about medical field. And we start looking for partners and we start looking for medical accelerators. And we found one. It was Startup Bootcamp Digital Health Accelerator in Berlin. We applied there. We found there our first medical partners, and actually one of the partners was Max Planck Institute from Leipzig in Germany.
Well, that's great. So you had to be resourceful and do your studying online and find out where there was a potential opportunity to partner and to basically start the business. For founders that really have never started a company, you have to do a lot. You have to come up with the idea, you have to get a team in place, you have to find a product, it's got to come to market, there's got to be demand. There's a lot of things that have to fall in place to succeed. But you also have to get funding. Did you get funding through the accelerator? How'd that happen?
We our funding includes angel investments. Our funding includes different grants. One of them is Horizon 2020. So we get funding from grant from the European Union. And a couple of business angels from Ukraine, from Europe, and one VC. It was difficult. It is difficult, but it's the same as with sales. So you just need to create different hypotheses to show to bring the value as to investor, the same to your customer. To show this value and actually to agree on the terms that you both are ready to work with.
So, Raccoon Care, now to Team Pulse, did you get funding for both companies? Is it kind of the same funding for both entities, or are they two separate companies?
We are running with the same company. So we just sit together with our investors who invested into Raccoon Care, into the physical health product. We agreed we did I don't know retrospective, yeah? So we analyzed what we have done, what we learned, what kind of customers we have, why we have to do pivot and so on. And we all agreed that we have to do this pivot, but not to confuse people, because if they will some search in the internet Raccoon Care, they will find physiotherapy product. It will be confusing for them to understand how this product works in corporate field. So that's why we decide to launch it as in new startup Team Pulse after pivot with new product, with new customers, new market and so on. But we are running with the same company, with the same cap table. Our previous investors who invested into Raccoon Care, then last year invested a little bit more to support us on our this pivot stage. And right now we are raising money again here in US.
Great. Where are you at today in terms of current funding that you've raised?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Yeah, where are you at in terms of how much have you raised so far? How much funding have you raised so far?
So far, we raised $1.2 million. I think it's like quite, it's not a lot for the medical product because, like, half of this amount we spent on clinical studies, medical certification, and so on. And if we're talking about like medical field, usually like companies spend like millions only for medical certification, clinical researches, and so on. But we found really a good partners to do it faster and cheaper. And what is also very important that as a result of like Raccoon Care, we have like this technology that is actually validated by physiotherapists, by Max Planck Institute, and the current product Team Pulse is working, is running on the basis of this medical technology that is validated.
That's great. It sounds, and it keeps, I keep going back to this, but resourcefulness seems to be in your DNA. You seem to figure out a way to get things done, from funding to, you have a team that's diverse in Europe. You've had to be able to build a team. You've also had to bring a product into the market and then pivot and keep the support behind your company. So those are the things that I don't know if you can teach that. I think it has to be inside you, and it sounds like you figured out how to do that part of it, which is survive and grow, which is what a startup founder has to be. That's really great. In terms of the market that you're going after, is it focused now in the US? You're going after corporations in the US, or are you also focused on Europe?
No, we are focusing right now only on the US, and we are focusing on New York and California. So this is our main two like markets right now. We are not focusing on Europe, and it was also one of the mistakes we did. We thought about Europe as one market because like they have one medical certification, like CE mark. It's like FDA for US, CE mark, the same is for European Union. But we did not include it that Europe is not one market, is each separate country with each separate medical regulations, localization, and so on. And it was one of the reasons why it was difficult to scale, because for each market we had to do a lot of like changes, and that's why when we last year we tested, we launched a couple of marketing campaigns, we did customer development with HRs from different countries, and it one of the reasons that we focused on US market because it's huge, it's one market, there are a lot of companies, they already have like corporate some corporate wellness culture, and so they feel the need, and this need is the same because like in Europe it will be different need from country to country.
Makes sense. So keep it simple, and it's a big country in the US. What's your end user target? Who are you selling the product to within a company?
Main our like person is HR benefit and compensation manager, but we divide our customers into like two groups, because in one group where the company already have some stable corporate culture, they already know what kind of benefits, wellness benefits they are willing provide to their like employees. In this terms it's easier. So in this like in this situation HR will be our decision maker. But in a lot of companies HR is not a decision maker. It's like only the person who is responsible, but the decision maker will be CEO or COO or another like co-founder who actually try to create some corporate culture in the company. So that's why it depends. It depends on the stage of the company. It depends how fast this company was growing in terms of number of employees.
Makes total sense. Yeah, a big market out there, and the message I think would resonate very well. What's the competition like for you? Are there a lot of companies in the same space that you're competing with?
Yes, there are like a number of competitors, but we can divide them into a couple of groups. So one group is actually just classical fitness, but fitness that company provides like in corporate packages. Gyms also our competitors. And also one group of our competitors are companies who do different challenges, not physical health, but just like regular challenges. We combine like all together, and because we have like this like this technology, we know how what kind of exercises provide to each separate like person. So the difference between us and like every fitness tool is that fitness tool provides something that created the author of this fitness program. It will be the same for me and for you. But in our case, all the exercises, they are provided like personalized. So we have questionnaires, we ask each person about his or her conditions, and we provide very simple exercises that will be the best for you. So you are sitting right now, you probably are tired, and we will provide you one or two exercises that you can like do once per hour or once per 2 hour and get a lot of like energy, you know, like to feel yourself better and like full of energy.
Yeah, that's great. It's like it changes your state, your to peak state. It sounds like it's any movement creates a different energy, which ultimately changes how you feel and how you probably do your work. So from a productivity perspective, it sounds like your product isn't just helping somebody physically, but it's also helping a company from a productivity perspective.
Yes, sure. We are not offer HRs that we will increase productivity because it will be overpromise. Productivity depends on a lot of things, but we track it, and we also provide different like questionnaires to project managers, to HRs, to people itself. They answer those questions, and we provide companies how they employees like increase their productivity. So we track it, but we not promise that we will increase productivity.
That makes total sense. How does your product price?
Right now we have like basic pricing, which is $10 per month per person, but we are still testing different packages with companies. So the final price right now depends after the pilot stage, so we provide HR unlimited functionality, and in the end of the testing period we agreed on the final package of services we are providing and on the final pricing.
That's great. So a subscription model and then like some volume opportunity based on company size. Yep, got it. That's great. Wow, it sounds like I'm getting inspired. I feel like I want to go run around the block right now. That's really, really cool to hear that there is products that are helping not just people but also companies improve the health to prevent future issues that are, a big issue, not just in America but in other countries too. What's your team size, and do you see a lot of growth happening here in the US?
Right now it's 10 of us, me and one more person here in US, the rest in Ukraine. And at the moment I'm looking for local partners here because like we need local people. And I'm looking a partner who will help us with sales. So I'm looking someone who know a lot of like HR, so other top managers of companies know how to talk with them and so on. So this is one goal. And another one, I'm also looking for HR ambassadors who will help us to to explain how does it work and why it's important. We already have like two ambassadors. One is physiotherapist here from New York. He really like fall in love with our technology, and another one is physical health coach from NASA. And they both help us to present the product to HRs, to employees, to companies, to explain why it's important and why it will work together with us. We already have such ambassadors, but I'm still looking for HR ambassadors.
Yeah, that's great. I like that strategy. For people that would want to work for your company, they tell me about what's great about working for you and what would be great working for your company at this stage as a startup.
If we are talking about this stage, it's I can promise you a lot of stress and a lot of challenges. This is what I really can promise to a person. But if this person really wants to bring something new and super cool to the market, and to help people to be more efficient, healthy, productive, then we are welcome such a person, and we will be happy to conquer the world together and make this world a better place. This is what we can offer and promise. It's super interesting because we are targeting right now on like startups round B and later. So the people who are ready to join us, they will be talking and working with the best like startups we have right now in the world. So it will be also interesting. And interesting and a lot of like value for themselves to get a lot of new things.
That's great. I love your story. I also love the product story, how it pivoted and how it's now engaging with a big, broad market in the US. As a founder that's established a lot in such a young age, what advice could you give other founders that are your age or even much older, that you can share about what it's like to be a startup founder, and what are some of the lessons you've learned?
First of all, I can like share like a couple of like advices. First of all, listen like more and less talk. Try to listen to other people. Try to talk and to get the opinion of other people, founders, different like I don't know, like different professionals from different fields. Second, don't forget that your stakeholders can be on opposite, on different and opposite sides of interests, because like sometimes it was very unclear for me why people like from different like why different stakeholders tell me opposite situation. Because they are looking for opposite benefits. That's why they are talking different and opposite things to me. Second one, do not try to create your own bicycle. Try to find how to hack the system, how not to create something new to achieve the goal. Try to find the easiest way to achieve your goal. What else? Don't be afraid, you will definitely have a lot of stress on your way, but try to make it as a challenge. So try to make it as a challenge. Try to look at your challenges as a game, because like sometimes it's really very stressful, and sometimes I'm sitting and oh my God, I don't know how to solve this problem. I don't know what will be like tomorrow with the company or something like that. It what I feels like before we decided to do a pivot. But when I tried to look at the situation as a game and to find like a like Oh my God, what an interesting situation. How to find the solution in this situation? And do you try to make yourself like be more positive? Your mind, your like will find the solution for yourself. And for sure, be physically active, because if you're not physically active, you're less productive and you will not find the best solution for yourself. That's why when I really tired, when I don't have like energy resources to find the solution, I just start and work, do different like exercises, stretching, the best exercises that we have in our app. And you know, it really works. Every time it works. So be active.
I love that, and I'm a huge fan of that too. I just think when you start to move physically, it changes your state and also improves your ability to solve problems and to think, and you come up with new ideas. So all that makes a lot of sense to me. That's great advice. Lastly, I just like to ask, if somebody is interested in wanting to reach out to you or to learn more about your company, where should they go?
LinkedIn. We already have like landing page of our website, but we are preparing the new one for Team Pulse. But I am super active on LinkedIn, so if someone want to reach me personally, just like try to like connect me on LinkedIn.
Okay, great. Well, Svitlana, it's been really great to talk to you, to meet you, and to hear your story. It sounds like it's not just an idea that you're bringing to market. It's actually a problem that's solving health issues for everybody. And it's hard not to look at that and take it serious as a benefit that could help really any person and any company. So, thanks for joining today. We'll look forward to having you on in the future episodes as well to see your growth and to hear how things are going. But thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the invitation. Yeah, and I will be happy to come back in a like few months and share our like cool news.
Perfect. All right. Well, have a great day and good luck with everything.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. See ya. Bye-bye. Before we wrap up, I want to give a big shout out to all the entrepreneurs that have joined to make this podcast possible. And for all the listeners for listening, it means the world to me that you chose to spend your time with us today. I'm your host, Jake Aaron Villarreal, signing off for now, but can't wait to connect with you all soon on the next episode. Take care. This show is sponsored by Match Relevant, a company that helps venture-backed startups find the best people in the market, and they do it in three simple steps. First, they sit down with founders to understand their story. Second, they tell their story into multiple candidate channels. And third, they schedule interviews within 48 hours. Find us at matchrelevant.com to learn more about how we do it.